Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's October 2014. On October 29, 2012, Hurricane Sandy made landfall, causing an estimated $65 billion in property damage. In the wake of the storm, the Small Business Administration provided physical disaster loans and economic injury disaster loans to help businesses and individual homeowners recover. A team led by Bill Shear, a director in GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment team, recently reviewed SBA's administration of its disaster loans. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Bill to talk about what they found.
Did SBA do a good job getting loans to small businesses after Hurricane Sandy?
Our review focused on responses to small businesses, and I have a mixed message here. If you think of this historically, back to Hurricane Katrina in 2005, SBA really did a completely inadequate job of responding to disaster victims. And since that time, we have conducted a lot of evaluations, Congress's direction, and there's been a lot of congressional oversight to try to improve the program. We have seen that with this being the most major disaster since Katrina, that there have been improvements in the program. However, we found that there's still some very serious problems with SBA being timely in its response to small businesses. For example, as of March 2013, 5 months after the storm, business loans for which SBA reached a decision had on average been in processing for about 60 days. We also found that SBA was not good at developing new products that were authorized by Congress that could have been helped small businesses recover from this disaster.
Your report discusses SBA disaster loan approval rates. How did those rates compare to other recent disasters?
This is really an excellent question, and you might be shocked by the answer, because the approval rate on these loans was about 42%, which sounds low to a lot of people. But what's important is that this is not a grant program like other agencies might run. It is a loan program that's subject to underwriting, and so the agency takes into account characteristics of the small business owners, such as their repayment ability and their credit worthiness. The 42% was very similar to other hurricanes of major magnitude over the years. So again, comparing to Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Ike in 2008, Hurricane Irene in 2011, the approval rates were similar, and they were around in the 40% range.
Now, you mentioned that SBA could still be doing more. So what recommendations is GAO making to SBA in this report?
We're making two major recommendations to SBA. The first one deals with timeliness. And what we're calling on SBA to do is really to incorporate changes due to electronic transmission of applications that causes a greater speed of applications right after a disaster, so that SBA is better prepared to staff up and to meet the needs of small businesses following major catastrophes such as Sandy. The second recommendation has to do with an unmet need that occurred in Sandy and can certainly occur in the future, which is you had many small business owners, such as owners of grocery stores, small restaurants, and they were really in need of bridge loans. And there are loan programs that have been authorized by Congress that SBA has not developed. So we call upon SBA to reach out to the lending community to figure out what is needed for these programs to work, and if necessary, report to Congress for statutory changes that may be necessary to make these programs successful so they can provide bridge loans to some of these small businesses.
Finally, for small business owners and taxpayers, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
I think the bottom line here is that timeliness is extremely important when you talk about small businesses that are victims of major disasters, such as Hurricane Sandy. And having loans that serve specific and immediate needs of those small businesses is very important. So both of our recommendations and our analysis points in a direction for the work SBA has to do so it is better prepared to serve disaster victims in the future.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.